Evenings with David Astle
on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.
There's been some breaking news that we've hunted down. A fabulous journalist who's been on top of this with The Age. And let's say good evening right now to Daniel Lacerdo, who's been covering this story for The Age in the Sydney Morning Herald, where healthcare provider Partnered Health has been hit by a major cyber attack and sensitive medical records and patients' personal info from some 21 locations were stolen. Six of them, of those 21, were located in Victoria. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Hi, David. How are you going?
Good. When did this story break?
Oh, just a couple of hours ago. This cyber attack was actually the Partnered Health, the healthcare provider, was made aware of it about 3 weeks ago, but they only started notifying patients in this evening.
That's quite a gap of time. What do we put that sort of time gap down to?
Oh, well, you have to ask Partnered Health, but their point is that they spent those 3 weeks speaking to cybersecurity experts and lawyers to make sure that information is obviously it's compromised, and make sure they can mitigate the consequences of that.
So, what do we know about what information was lifted from clients of that service?
Yeah, the short answer is personal and medical information. That includes a wide variance of things, whether that's stuff like names and home addresses, but also Medicare details, consultation notes, and test results.
Which is sensitive stuff. I mean, that's the reason we have the Hippocratic Oath. Things that are within the clinical setting, suddenly in the hands of others, is a worrying news. And just for those, do you have the list to hand of those clinics that have been exposed by this attack?
I do. I can go through them if you like.
That'd be good if you could, Daniel. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'll start with Victoria, at least for your listeners.
Yeah, just Victoria. Yeah.
No problem. The Victorian ones are the following. Dromana Family Doctors, Kielbar Family Practice, Blackburn Road Medical Centre, Mornington Family Doctors, Park Orchards Family Practice, and Templestowe District Medical Centre.
Okay. So from Park Orchards, Templestowe, and all those other... Now, what's the advice for those who may be affected? Has there been any instruction from Partnered Health or from authorities about what the next step might be for those who feel as though their information has been compromised?
Yeah, the advice is fairly general at this stage. It's quite common things. For example, be alert to any suspicious emails or texts that you may receive in the coming days or weeks. Verify the identity of senders before you respond to messages. All those sort of things that you'd often see when there's been some sort of scam going around or some sort of cyber attack going around. So just, they've been known to sort of practice general vigilance over their sort of digital wallet, if you like.
Yeah. Daniel Lacerdo with us, who's a journalist with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, who's been covering this story that's just bubbled up to public light in the last few hours, where the healthcare provider Partnered Health has been compromised by a major cyber attack and sensitive data and records and patients' personal information has been stolen from the web service. Six of those have located in Victoria. We've mentioned those, Dromana, Kielbar, Blackburn Road, Mornington Family Doctors, Park Orchards and Templestowe. Now, I'm looking here at the list, Daniel. Partnered Health runs 57 clinics and the attacks, I understand, have only been confined to 21 of the 57. I'm wondering why that they've managed to quarantine the other 40 or so that haven't been compromised.
Oh, well, that's a good question. I think, as I understand it, it's not necessarily a quarantining as much as the malicious actors only took from those 21. Mm-hmm. I think that 21 was fairly random. That's me speculating, to be clear.
Okay, yeah.
It could have been more, could have been less.
All right. Yeah, look, I realise this is a breaking story. It's hard to be definitive, but do we know who's responsible for the attack?
No, we don't. The federal government agencies are on the case. The Partnered Health are also on the case. They've lawyered up and they're looking at options as well. So no, we don't know yet. But if it passes any indicator, you might remember that Medibank hack from, I think, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was, I believe, had the Russians had something to do with it. So who knows? With this one, it's still too early to tell, but I imagine we may find out in the months to come.
I dare say we will, and I also imagine there'll be a lot of prosecution of this story on the morning show with Raf Epstein, and likely with Charlie as well, on Drive, and quite a much across the across the network. But thank you for letting us know about it, Daniel, and anything else that you have got to hand about the story and its details?
Not at this stage. As I said before, I just encourage listeners to practice vigilance with these sorts of things. Obviously, it's quite new and quite fresh, so it's worth just keeping, you know, putting a second eye on things.
Good on you. Thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Daniel Lacerdo. They're looking after that story, and it's just worth repeating because we did go through that list pretty quickly. You may know someone or you may be affected directly if you are a client or a patient at any of these six within Victoria: Dramana Family Doctors, Kiaba Family Practice, Blackburn Road Medical Centre, Mornington Family Doctors, Park Orchards Family Practice, and the sixth one is Templestowe District Medical Centre. All of these are under the umbrella of Partnered Health, the healthcare provider, and there's been some 21 locations of their 57 clinics that have been affected, six of those in Victoria, and the ones that I've just read you out are those six. We'll find out a little bit more, likely with Raf, as I said, who'll be doing the hard yards, just getting into the meat of that story. So keep up with that on the morning show. And I can recommend too that Daniel Lacerdo is doing a very fine job there on The Age or Sydney Morning Herald, if you've got an online subscription, just to see if there's any more information to hand.